down to the right block to Shepard. And he goes out to the corner, back into Lamont Morrison. Vassar looking to take some time off this clock. Tie ball game, 6-6.
Yeah, it's obvious they're trying to shorten the ball game.
Morrison, left wing against Martin Messing. Keller there picks it up on a handoff. Into the corner, back out to Amon. Goes into the lane for 2 points, no good. But rebound is brought in by Shepard. And finally, over to Amon, and now we have a whistle, and it's a travel. This is the first turnover of the game, in fact, and it goes against Vassar.
We have a whole bevy of fans on the Hatchet side agree with that call.
Tommy Morneau brings up the ball for the Hatchets. Left to right across your radio. 1 minute remaining in the first. 6-6 ball game. Martin Messing, left wing, into the corner against Morrison. Morneau, left wing, dribbles into the left elbow for the free throw range. Jump shot, and this one's good. Morneau in the books with 2 points. Bad Axe with their first lead of the night. 8-6 with 45 seconds left.
Lamont Morrison on the left wing. Pass ball to Poblinski.
Feeds it down to the
Aaron
lane.
Pass.
And we have a little bit of an errant pass and miscommunication. And this will be two straight turnovers for Vassar. And give the ball back to Bad Axe, who's now leading 8-6 with 29 seconds left in this first quarter.
That's the importance of having Tyler Humpert on the floor instead of being on the bench, becoming a coach.
Two quick fouls for Tyler Humpert in the first 4 minutes of this ball game. Mark Messing in the right corner. Back out to Morneau, right wing. Skip pass to the left wing to John Messing. Back up to Morneau. Pulls up for NBA range for three. This one's short. Rebound still loose and brought in by Amon. And he can't hang on to it, trying to increase the tempo. And a third turnover for Vassar gives the ball back to Bad Axe with 0.3 seconds left in this quarter. Morneau gets the inbound, chucks down the court, and this one's off the mark. After 8 minutes, it's Bad Axe leading by 2 points, 8-6 on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today,
989-872-3318. We are going to have one heck of a ball game all night long. Bad Axe leads 8-6 after the first quarter. And they will get the ball to start this second quarter. Martin Messing, top of the key. Surveying Vassar. Tyler Humpert back in the ball game with two fouls. Tommy Morneau with the basketball. Vassar coming out, and he's a little bit of a matchup zone. Martin Messing in the right block to the left block. Back to the right corner to Sutton. Feeds it down to Clark Brady, left block. Lamont Morrison snipes it away. And the first turnover for Bad Axe in the ball game.
Clark was surrounded. There's nothing he could do. Morrison just took it away from him.
Vassar 6, Bad Axe 8. Fabro, top of the key. Tries to feed it into Humpert, but it's kicked away by Andrew Sutton. And it'll be Vassar ball in front of the Bad Axe bench. Left side of your radio. Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight.
Well, it's funny that there was a mismatch because Drew Sutton came out on the switch, and that left Tyler Humpert with the mismatch, and they could not find Taylor Humpert in that last possession. But here we go, Vassar ball again.
Fabro across the timeline to Morrison, left wing. Fabro picks it up right there, screen from the right from Poplinski to the right corner to Amon, and this one is tipped away, and it will be Vassar ball right in front of the radio booth here at Center Court in Bad Axe, Michigan. Bad Axe 8, Vassar 6. We played 1 minute into the second quarter. Vassar trailing by 2 points. Tyler Humpert playing with 2 fouls in the second quarter.
No shots yet, Clark.
Nothing. 6:55 left in the first half. Keller to Humpert, right elbow. Into the corner to Amond. Morrison, top of the key, against Martin Messing. Back to Leona Keller, looking at Chuck Favreau for some advice, and he gets it, dribbles to his right. Now dribbles to his left against John Messing. John Messing staying real close to him. Tyler Humpert just inside the arc at the top of the key. Skip pass to the left wing. Morrison for 3, short. Rebound still loose. Humpert comes up with it. Poles jumps up for the jump shot. And we have a whistle. And it'll be 2 free throw attempts coming for Tyler Humpert. Foul goes against Martin Messing. That will be his second. And Bad Axe's 5th team foul. Tyler Humpert at the free throw line shooting 2 shots. Humpert is 66% on the season, and he makes the first one. 8-7, Bad Axe's lead to 1 point. Mark Messing sits down, Mason Krug back in. For Bad Axe out there, we have Tommy Morneau, Clark Brady, Andrew Sutton, John Messing, and Mason Krug. Second free throw is no good. Rebound faster, but they cannot hang on to it. It'll be Bad Axe ball.
I'm amazed at the second chances that Vassar could get because they just go after the ball. They got a nose for the ball. Either that or the Hatchets are going to have to take the body. One of the two.
On the court for Vassar on defense. Tyler Humpert at the very top of the key in a little bit of a trap matchup zone, and Lamont Morrison steals away a pass in midair. Here comes Tyler Humpert in the corner for a jump shot on the baseline. Hits every part of the rim. No good. Morrison gets the put back to fall. Lamont Morrison's first points of the night gives a 1 point lead, 9-8 to Vassar. 5:50 left in the first, second quarter, excuse me. And Mark Krug calls a timeout for the Hatchets. It's a full timeout. John Mooney, what is Bad Axe trying to figure out right now? What is giving them trouble?
Well, the tempo is giving them the trouble right now. Now, conventional wisdom tells you is that if you want to go ahead and change the tempo of the ball game, you got to be switching your defenses to go ahead and confuse the Vassar offense. So that's exactly what he is more than likely telling him right now, that we're going to have to go ahead and get into some back defenses that are switching and confuse the Vulcans. And that way also get a body on a man, box out, because you can't afford to give them 2 or 3 shots like they've been giving them so far.
A little bit of different feel and look for Bad Axe tonight, since Vassar, of course, keeping that tempo in their hands. Vassar is led by Logan Amond with 4 points. Humpert has 3. Morrison with 2. That's all the scoring. We're still in single digits, and we've played nearly 10 minutes and 9 seconds
this like, ball game. This is like the games in the old Madison Square Garden in the 1930s.
This is why shot clocks exist. Tommy Morneau gets the inbound across the timeline, left, right across your radio in their home white uniforms. Blue and gold stripes down the sides. Bad Axe emblazoned across their chest. John Messing with the ball on the left wing, back to Morneau. And calling for Clark Brady for a screen. Morneau pulls up for 3. He got it. Tommy Morneau with 5 points gives the lead back to Bad Axe, 11-9. Believe it or not, that ties the largest lead for Bad Axe on the night. Amond dives down the right side of the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And Logan Amond will go back to the free throw line for 2 more times.
That'll be 2 on Andrew Sutton.
Andrew Sutton with 2 fouls in the 16 foul. So Bad Axe with bonus the rest of the way of this first half.
The thing is, he came down on him, and that is the cardinal rule, is you can't do that. He's got to go straight up, rule of verticality.
Amond with 66% free throw shooting on the season, 2 for 2 on the night, and he misses this one. Ryan Hileski checks in, replaces Mason Krug for Bad Axe. At the line, shooting 1 more free throw is Logan Amond for the Vassar Vulcans. They trail Bad Axe 11-9. Second free throw is up, and he missed that one as well. Rebound brought in by Clark Brady, and we have a whistle. And this will be a push and a little bit of a body against Lamont Morrison, his first And Vass